For anyone who has ever been stressed, worried, and close to burning out may understand where Martha is coming from. Hosting a party, gathering, or coordinating some type of event can come with great stress, especially if the majority of the work falls on someone, only someone. Now remember the good old days in school, in college, when there were group projects, when suddenly some of us, right, our anxiety began to kind of go up because we thought maybe one or two persons, or worst case scenario, none of the people would do their share of the work. Our whole world hinges on deadlines. If we look around at the news, if we just hear the radio, there's deadlines everywhere. There's a lot of things to do. Now, I didn't know this until I became an adult, that there's urgent things and there's important things. So we have things to do that are important, things that are urgent, we have to discern between them both. There's a list of things to do. And I've heard stories that even vacation is something that we need to do. And fun can also become something else that I need to check mark in the list, and not just something that is casual, something that is part of the carefree process. And in today's scripture, we find Jesus in the middle of some family drama. Not only that, but in the middle of two strong women, two sisters. And I don't know about you, I have a lot of aunts in my mother's side. And although they're just 5'5", a little shorter than me, you don't want to get in between them. Not at all. Especially if there's conflict. And naturally, Martha is stressed. She's been in the kitchen for a while. She's got a lot of things to do. And Mary seems to not be helping. And according to the passage, Mary was sitting down at the Lord's feet. And Martha was distracted with all the preparations. And some of us may relate to Mary, who loves to sit with Jesus, who loves to hear his stories and all the things that Jesus has done. And some of us may relate to Martha, who loves to work for Jesus, and who just likes everyone else to do the talking. And with all of this episode, what's very important is what Jim has said today, that it's a family environment, it's a family context. And we cannot forget that. And for those who have siblings, for those of us who have siblings, we know that there can be recurrent arguments at home. There's certain arguments that have been boiling over. And so there had to be a backdrop story to this. This is all we see. But there had to be something else happening. Martha probably grew up with her mama. Maybe she was closer to mama cleaning, cooking, being at the home, while Mary probably just liked to hang out with dad. Maybe she just liked to be there, hearing his stories, doing other kinds of things, music, art. Mary probably felt that call early on in her life to study theology. While Mary had to do something for the family, something more concrete. Study something like economics or do something in the social field. And suddenly we hear Martha storm over maybe the living room or wherever Jesus was with Mary. And she says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the serving? Then tell her to help me." So again, this is not the first time that it has happened at the home. It feels like it's happened before. And it's beautiful because whenever we read scripture, the text that we're reading is interacting with us. It's like a conversation. It has its own world. And we ourselves bring also our whole selves to it. And we're having this dialogue. And when I read the text in the week, I thought of my two brothers. I have two little brothers. Oris and Tito, and back you know, whenever they were younger, we called them Oreo and Cheeto. I don't like that at all. In fact, whenever they were babies growing up, it was Oreo and Cheeto. And when I see them both, I see Martha and Mary. Ortiz is very practical. He's 19, and he's very practical. He wants to know the logistics. He is structured. If you change anything in the plan, he goes ballistic. He doesn't like that. He likes to know the what, he likes to know the how, and it's no surprise that he, out of nowhere, decided to go to the Army after graduating from high school. That structured system, right? He got accepted to UW Milwaukee, and then he said, you know what, I need to go to the Army first. There you go. That's Oris. Tito, oh my goodness. He's coming on Tuesday from Italy. So he lives in Italy with my parents and all of my family. And so he's flying from Milan to Wisconsin. But Tito is a little different. From early on at church, I remember that he used to crawl very different. He used to crawl not with your arms and your legs. No, he started crawling with half of his body at once. So for example, he was sitting down and he used his hand to crawl. It's this weird thing that I can't show you. He was sitting down and he crawled like this, either with his right hand or with his left hand. And the whole church, the pastor was like, why does he crawl like that? I've never seen that in my life. Tito loves theater. He loves movies. He's charismatic. He has been a talker since early on. He's a poet. He also forgets things. He's careless. And he has dropped my phone many times. He loses stuff. He is in the moment. And my mother gets on him every time because he goes biking with his friends. It's past 6, 7, 8, and he doesn't show up at home. So he has to go and look for him. And so growing up, I had to see my parents parent both of them. And as you may know, in some cultures, the eldest pretty much becomes the third parent of the family. And for me, it became a thing, especially because I'm 12 years apart from Morris, 16 years apart from the little one. And so I remember and seeing how my parents dealt with both of them. And now that I am part of the Father's Club, I've joined the Father's Club, I see the text, I see the passage, yes, as a family dynamic. And I see Jesus almost acting as a father or as an eldest brother, mediating Martha's and Mary's argument. And right after Martha breaks down, Jesus tells Martha, 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 you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. For most of us who are parent figures or grandparents, we understand that Jesus is not chastising Martha. I've heard some sermons before where they elevate Martha as though Mary's way of loving God doesn't matter. Or, you know, backwards, where Martha's way of loving doesn't matter. And in reality, Jesus is not chastising Martha for doing all the chores and the work of hospitality. We know that for a couple of reasons. First, the previous text before that, we see Jesus who is elevating the work of the Good Samaritan. For those who were here last Sunday, or for those who heard the sermon on YouTube, we know that just previously, before this chapter, Jesus elevated the work of the Good Samaritan, who is a doer, who took his time, who took care of the Jewish person who was mocked. So it's not that Jesus is preferring Mary's way of loving God, this sense of beholding God, beholding beauty and truth over the doer part. Not at all. But family sometimes, at that very moment, Jesus was telling Martha, Martha, a lot of things may be happening right now, but it's okay to take a pause. It's okay to wonder and to be in awe for a little bit. So, the essence of Jesus' message for Martha and for us living in these crazy, wild times is that everything's going to be all right. And yes, that song is also a Bob Marley song. For those who like Bob Marley, everything's going to be all right. These days, we seem to have so many new issues, complexities in our lives, a lot of worries, a lot of distractions. Some of us keep up with COVID-19 news. That is still a reality. And we're keeping up with that. And we're keeping up, okay, what may happen in the fall? What may happen in the wintertime? We're trying to prepare. Some of us also may be keeping up still with the news of war in Ukraine. And some of us may see those stories and our hearts get really hurt by seeing so many people suffering. And some of us want to find better ways to contribute and to help survivors of war, of abuse. How can I best serve my community, my neighborhood? How can my community be safe from guns, from predators, from scammers, from disease? How can we increase hospitality? How can we increase awareness? How can we be a better community for others who are foreigners, who are immigrants? And yes, all of those things are very important. But in this text, I think this text is a reminder for all of us that it's easy to get bogged down on the thinking, the planning, the attending meetings, and the doing things. But this text reminds me as well this Sunday that it's okay to take the time to pause, to admire, and to sit at Jesus' feet, to be marveled at simple things. In this last 4 months, as I've been in transition, my whole family has been in transition from the previous appointment to this one. Every day I cannot end up mad. When I go home and I see my baby there, just smiling, and I see her, and that's a time where I can sit down at Jesus' feet and say, God, Spirit of God, you are the one who's guiding us. You are the one who knows everything about us. And that's a time where I can say, it's going to be all right. And each one of you may have your daily spiritual practice, right? Jamming music in the car, hey, that's a spiritual practice. You may not have known it, but it is. To jam music in the car and to let it all out, that's a spiritual practice. To exercise, to be active, running. Outside, we have a lot of people who run here. I've seen in the week, a lot of joggers around here. That could be a spiritual practice. That could be a way to connect with God. As you're running, you can find a way to connect with God and say, God, let me go ahead and sit down or run with you. And so God is calling us by our names. Luis, Luis, you are so worried. And you're so distracted by many things. But everything's going to be all right. You will notice in the text as well that Jesus tells Martha, you have chosen the better part. Not that she is the better part. Because we know that we all have Marthas and Marys in us as well. We love God by beauty and truth and by worship. We love God also by being involved in the community, by helping others. The only thing that is necessary is knowing that Jesus is always there to receive us, just as we are, with all of our messy selves, all of our anxieties and fears, all of our dreams of potential. Jesus can hold that space with us. And we can sit, we can walk, we can run with Jesus, knowing that everything's going to be all right. That in God's presence, we find joy, we find freedom, we find purpose, and we find acceptance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.